Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to your show, Destination Health. I'm your host, Kim Packerham, a member of your Let's Truck team, and I just thank you again today for joining us and banding together to just say our health is important. Becoming healthy is the most important thing you will do. You're worth it, and it is so worth it to put some focus on that. Whether you're just venturing down this road for the first time or if you've been with this thing called healthy living a long time, we welcome you. We're here to support each other, learn from each other, celebrate accomplishments, and hold each other accountable, whatever you need. So we're going to get moving here. I am actually going to, so what we're looking forward to today, you guys, is Bill Baker and Jorge and Mike and Steven are deep into the heart of the Ball State 500K. They've actually they should be past the 200-mile marker now, which is insane. They started yesterday morning, bright and early in the morning. And, again, it's 24 hours through the dark, through everything. They have some pictures out there of them with their lit vests on. And they're just doing great. You guys, these are truckers that are on the road for a living, and they train on the road and band together to do this remarkable feat. It's the first relay, one of the 500K relay, and they are sitting right now in second place. They were only like 6 miles behind the first place team, which is a Fleet Feet team, I believe, which Fleet Feet is a huge running store. So we're looking forward to Bill joining us today. I checked in with him a little bit this afternoon, and he was going to try to join us. Bill, if you're out there, too, I need you guys to be sure and press 1 when you get this, and we'll just pop it, you know, watch for him to join us, because we want to hear how they're doing. It's just absolutely remarkable. I hope you guys see that, because to me, this is one of those that, you know, you'll hear somebody say, and I heard somebody say this one time, that, you know, it's crazy when people say they're going to do the impossible. You can't do the impossible. Well, in my mind, it's what you think in your head. You know, you can have something that at some point you thought was impossible. And sometimes daily we could feel that way. Like, you know what, you know, between work and all the stuff we have going on, it's just impossible to try to take care of our health. Well, that to me is a state of mind. These guys are blowing that out of the water. The idea that truckers cannot be this fit and be this healthy with living the lifestyle you have and do something like this. This is 4 guys that are tag teaming and running 314 miles, and their goal is in 2.5 days. Somebody would say that impossible, and then as soon as somebody says, heck no, we're going to do it, it blows that out of the water. So I hope you just internalize that a little bit and, you know, think about that, about something in your mind that you would have thought before was impossible, and then you've been able to do it. So then you look ahead to say, you know, what is it next? What is it next that you think that you might not be able to do? So press 1. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about exercise, not a little bit, a lot of it. And there was a recent article that stated that one of the contributing health challenges for drivers on the road is the lack of exercise, and that only 8% of drivers exercise regularly on the road, compared to about 49% of the general public. So if you feel like you get exercise in during your time on the road, press 1. Lisa's working with me today, which I love, and chat with Lisa a little bit and share with her what you do on the road, and even what maybe something that you might be – I'd love to hear, too, about where you go. I see a lot of people do Anytime Fitness, Planet Fitness. Share that, okay? Share what resources you do while you're on the road to get some exercise in. And so, again, press 1 to do that. Now, when I used to think of health, somebody say health, I would immediately think of diet and weight, because that was something I was always battling. So that was the first thing that came to my mind. What I found now is that the older I'm getting, I embrace that health is so much more than that. And I encourage you to look at that too. It is not just what we put in our mouth. It's not the food we eat necessarily, or the you know, water or pop or, you know, the stuff that's not good, stuff that's good. It's not just how we move our body or how we rest our bodies. It's also how we perceive stress and how we internalize that. Cannot wait to share with you what next week's show is about. I cannot wait, and because it has a lot to do with health and with that. Again, it has a lot to do with how we perceive things and how we might react or respond to them. you know, that's the kind of stuff that is in our control, you guys, that we can have a choice to do. And some days we can be great at it, and some days we can stink at it. So, but the number one thing is being able to identify that it is, whether it is in your control or it's not. I've been dealing with this a lot lately, more so than other areas of my life with us with an impending move. There is so much I'm learning about that from, you know, I mean, just the downright work of doing it, but the idea of uprooting a family and, you know, what that means to them, what that means to us. But I've had to learn, like, what is in my control and what isn't. And that has been a huge learning process, and one I am so grateful for. So, you know, there are going to be things out of your control with dealing with health. Some of it could be the basic, you know, your job and the challenges with that. But what can you control of that? And what nuggets, little things can you do to help with your health? And again, as you get further into your health journey, you know, and you get maybe better at one thing, like maybe preparing and packing your food, you're better at that, then it opens it up to deal with something else. So we talk baby steps all the time. We talk reaching goals so that when you get there, you can see further, but always, no matter what, looking forward and moving forward, knowing you're not alone, and that we're all in here to help each other. So you guys, I wanna hear how you do it. How do you do this on the road? How do you get some exercise in there? And how do you keep a healthy both mind, spirit, and body? Okay. But we're gonna go. I wanna hit some questions here. Just 1 second. We are gonna head to Nebraska and bring James on. Welcome, James. Oh, my gosh, just a second. Hang on. I'm acting like I'm working the soundboard again. How are you,
okay.
James?
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're calling from Nebraska.
All right.
You're in Nebraska.
Yes, I'm calling from Nebraska. Bill was on your program last week, right?
Right.
Let me get this straight. He is 70 years old, and he is jogging 100 miles in one day?
No, what it is, and I'm not going to age Bill that much. I think Bill's going to be on with us, too, but I think Bill is in his 60s. If I remember correctly, he's 64, which is, you know, over-the-road driver. He put together a team. There's 4 of them total. There's Bill, Stephen Smith, Jorge, and Mike McDivitt. And they are a relay team for, it's called the Ball State 500K. So they started yesterday morning, and nonstop 24 hours they are running. It'll be 314 miles. So their team, they're in a van. I don't know how many teams are in this relay, this race this year. It's the first one as far as being a relay. So one of them will take off and run 5 to 6 miles. The van will leap ahead, and then they'll switch, you know, then the next person takes over, and they're doing that nonstop through the night. And so they're just past like the 200 mile mark. So isn't that incredible?
So Bill at 64 is going to be jogging 5 miles at a time for 24 hours.
Right, and when you think of it, there's only 4 of them too. And these guys are quick. So they're only getting, I mean, they started off at like 8.5 minute miles, 9.5 minute miles. And so if you think about it, you know, that one takes off and the other one does the 5 miles, you know, they only got 3 more guys to run 5 miles, and then they're back up again. So
for 24 hours doing that. Yeah. That's inspirational. You know, I know Bill, he had an injury and everything. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of goals accomplished and set to get to that point, you know. That's a lot from where he came from. And I was going to ask you about that. Go ahead.
He has the most humble heart, too. He is doing this, and he'll constantly say this. He wants to show, first of all, these are truck drivers. He wants to show that you know, that they're healthy and fit, and, you know, and this, and he wants to inspire others. So he is doing this with such a humble and giving heart. It just.
Yeah. Yeah, he's way beyond my capability right now. But I was gonna give you a little update about what you and Kevin talked to me about on that last show. I was
good.
Being that you had your Bill on and Kevin on, you know, I was the lucky one that was your only caller last week. So, but you talked to me about my diet and, you know, having too much sugar and having sugar crashes. That very day, I went to Walmart, right? And I got hard-boiled eggs. They actually have these packages of 6 hard-boiled eggs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're usually there at the where they have the pre-made sandwiches and salads and everything. So I got those. I got the yogurt that Kevin was talking about, FAGE, and it's just as plain as the cup it comes in. It has 1 less gram sugar in it than the Kabani. Yogurt in it, but it has no flavorings, but it has a lot more protein actually in it than the Kabani does. But I've reduced that. I'm only eating that to take my pills and all that. And I take like blueberries that are sold there also.
Yeah.
And I just put the blueberries or blackberries in there and mix them up and give some flavor to it. Because plain yogurt is just. It's not delicious, I tell you that much.
Yeah.
But I've done that, and, you know, Kevin warned me about the headaches, you know, that's going to come from not having that much, you know, normally having a lot of sugar in your diet and now not having it. And I'm doing fine. I don't have any headaches. And the result of it is that I'm now sleeping longer through the night.
Awesome.
Instead of getting up a lot. You know, or getting up in the middle of the night, you can't go back to sleep again. I can actually sleep through the night, you know, without getting up to go in the bathroom like 3 or 4 times. And I'm not getting that the crash in the middle of the day is either non-existent or very short. So
that has
helped that, you know, with your suggestion with the hard-boiled eggs and his with the yogurt. And also, I'm eating little cucumbers instead of apples. I got the little cucumbers I'm eating for a snack instead of apples because the apples have sugar in it. But,
and that's a great switch out, you know, because it's kind of the same nice, cool, fresh, you know, great.
Yeah. I always snack on things. I always eaten almonds or the apples, now the cucumbers. So I made that little change and everything. But what you're asking about what I do as far as exercise is concerned, you know, I probably told you about it a couple times. I do exercises inside the cab, which involves sit-ups, you know, laying down, doing bicycle leg exercises, pull-ups to the next bunk. I'm up to about 30 on those. I started at 10. I have a 30-pound weight that I do curls and triceps on. I do knee bends, push-ups using the two bucket seats and the back bunk that I do push-ups inside the cab. And I do that 3 times a day, 10 minutes at a time. And I've already done 2 today. And, you know, the next time I stop is going to be my 3rd one. And then the next day, tomorrow, I'm going to be doing 10 minutes of, like, 3 minutes of walking and 7 minutes of running. And I'll do that 3 times during the day.
Oh,
That's what my exercise routine is. Every day is like that while I'm out here. And I try to make it as much as possible because this job is going to throw a boomerang and a monkey wrench into your day. It's just going to, you know, keep you from doing it. You know, you got to do stuff for the job. So, you know, to say, well, I'm only going to do it 6 days a week or 5 days a week. Well, you know what? You've been planning that 5 days, but the job's going to tell you, well, you're only going to do it 4 because I need you to do this today, you know. So I just do it every day, and I just kind of wait for that day to show up that I can't do it. But what I was going to ask you about it is motivation, you know, to continue to do stuff. One of the things I do to motivate myself is that I have an app on my phone that I actually track what I accomplish during the day. I do 3 exercises a day. I read 3 chapters of the Bible a day. I do work-related stuff a day and everything else. And I'm one of those guys that either I do all of it or I do none of it. And that's the only way I feel like I accomplished something. Because I was doing that, I was like, the last exercise in the day, right? I'm at the end of my day. The truck is shut down. I am dead tired. I do not want to do nothing but sleep, right? And one of the things I do to get through that is there's a video on YouTube called Arthur Borman, right? And his Arthur Borman. Arthur Borman. What it's called? Never give up. Never ever give up. Right. And I'm pretty sure you've seen this video.
Is it the yoga guy?
Yes. Watched that.
Okay.
Whenever I feel like not doing it, watched that video of that guy that was nearly 300 pounds at 5'8" and could not walk and got to where he's now, you know, doing yoga on his head, you know, and looks like he's got like 150 pounds now. You know, I said, you know, I watched that, I wiped the tears from my face and go, I'm doing it. I'm going to exercise right now. I have no excuse. Being a little bit tuckered out is no excuse compared to what that guy had to go through. Yeah, I'm going to do it right now, you know. So I set my watch and I do my exercises, you know. And that's what helps. Those two things help me to motivate myself to, you know, do this every day, you know. And I'm going to have to go to Rolling Strong to change up my exercise because it becomes stagnant doing exactly the same thing all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. And Bob's great for that. I mean, maybe look at their fit system and stuff. Yeah, that's, you know, I think that those little tricks like that, and I say little tricks, like, we have to do that. Like, maybe go catch a YouTube video to see somebody else and see what they may overcome. And they're like, yeah, got it, you know. So I'm just tired. Here's somebody, you know, without a leg or, you know, or some other type of challenge in their life, and they still get out and do it. Like that guy's video, how many times did he fall over, I think, you know, when he would try to do a, you know, one of his yoga moves, but he just kept at it. And that's, you know, we promise people, we, you know, like people you work for out there, you promise you're going to be here at a certain time, you're going to do this, do that, but we can let go of promises to ourselves sometimes so easy. So can't do what it takes to keep yourself going.
I mean,
thanks for sharing that. I'm
going
to post that.
Yeah, I mean, what people forget is that you have a responsibility to yourself. You know, you have a responsibility to your own health. This is the same as you have a responsibility to your job and your family. You know, and if you're neglecting yourself, you're going to neglect everything else. You know,
yeah,
if you neglect yourself,
and
you're going to neglect everything else.
Right. Now, we had a show one time talking about the legacy that we leave with our health legacy, because people are watching in your family, and so you're teaching with everything. So, you know, teach a good, healthy, whole lifestyle, you know, so of body, mind, and spirit. Let me ask real quick, because I see Bill's out here. I'm going to go catch him. But, James, what is the app you use that you track some of your goals?
I actually have to kind of look it up, let me see real quick.
I think when we talked last week, you used the MyFitnessPal
to track it's called Way of Life is the one I use to track all my goals, and then I use Nike Plus to track my running. What's cool about the Nike one is that at the end of your run, if you actually made an accomplishment, there's a famous track star that gives you a nice little accolade at the end, saying you did a great job and all that kind of thing. Yeah,
that's
nice.
Awesome.
You know, yeah.
That's great. So. Okay. Well, James, thanks so much. Keep up the great work, and I appreciate you willing to try some of the things that we recommended last week. And it was little tweaks you did, and I just am so glad to hear that. That's a positive benefit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I was in the show and I, you know, like John suggested that lemon thing. I'm gonna go to Pilot and get those little packets of lemon because I drink water.
Yeah.
Water is pretty bland. I'm gonna try the little lemon thing and see if that improves, you know, the water thing. Okay.
Yeah, lemon's a really good thing to help even out your pH balance of your body too. So Keep that in mind. It is good. Great. Okay,
if you say
Kim, thank you so much. Hi, Rob.
Okay, Kim.
Thanks,
bye.
Ben. Thank you. Bye now. Oh, my gosh, you guys, I'm so excited. Let's go over here and talk to Bill. Yeah. Bill, you're not running, are you? Hi, Bill.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey,
hello.
Dear, how's it going?
Well,
the
race director just pulled up to our place here and was telling me about one of the teams, one of their main runners was injured, so we're discussing that. So,
what's that, dear?
I'm sitting here waiting on one of my teammates to come in. Mike Devitt's out on the course right now.
Great. So you're at a relay station. Are you up next?
Stephen Smith's up next.
Okay. So tell us how it's going. How are you guys doing? And where are you at? Where are you at in it?
We're right at 100 miles from the finish. 100, 102, okay. Something like that. So we've came about 212, 13 miles. There's no markings on this course exactly where you're at, but we're a few miles from Lewisburg, Tennessee, between Lewisburg, Tennessee, and Wartrace, Tennessee, which is just two small towns. Where we're at exactly on the course, whether it's 2-8, 2-9, nobody really knows for sure, but anyway.
Yeah.
That's where we're at. We basically got 100 miles to go.
Okay.
We're going to be hitting the big mountains here tonight when we don't really need to, but the hardest part of the course is ahead of us.
Okay, with the most elevation and that?
Yes, got two pretty good-sized mountains to go up.
Okay. So what is your targeted – so you're at 200, so you got 100 miles left, so each of you guys have how many more lakes left?
Six to eight turns a piece left.
Okay. How's the weather for you?
It has been really, really good so far. Better than we expected. It got, actually got down to 41 degrees last night.
Wow.
But we were still working up a pretty good sweat. It's been overcast today.
Good.
That's been good because, the sun's not beating down on us. There's rumors of some rain on the east of here before we get to the finish, but it's just rumors, and it's not going to be downpours or, just fast-moving thunderstorms, I guess, but and they may miss us completely. But right, the weather's been good.
That's great. So has it gone pretty much as expected, Bill, or has it gone how you've expected, or what's the biggest thing that you're learning out there?
It hasn't gone as expected. We are so far ahead of what we thought we would do. It's not
great.
Yeah, we're like 50 miles ahead of what we anticipated.
Oh, my goodness.
But my guys have been, Steven and Mike and Jorge, they've bowed up. They've been bowed next bowed up the whole way. I told you I had some good guys. These guys have been focused. And they're hurting. All of them hurting.
Yeah.
Every time their turn comes up, there's no question to get out and start rolling. So, if is a big word, Kim, but if we can stay steady tonight, we're going to finish about 10 or 12 hours faster than what we... And we would have been happy.
Incredible.
We would have been happy with what we...
I'm breaking up a little bit, Bill.
I'm sorry, I'm way out in the boonies.
Are you?
Yeah, we're in rural Tennessee.
Yeah. There's some people that might not know, you know, trying to share with people what you were doing out there. Now, there's some of these guys you hadn't even met before, right?
I hadn't. I hadn't met Mike Devitt. I've met and run races with Jorge and Steven several times. But now, them three men had never met each other.
Uh-huh.
And I had never met Mike, except the truck and runners.
Okay.
But I knew he was fast because he would post his Garmin times or a picture.
Yeah.
Where he'd go out and run 10 miles in and, you know, like 7-minute pace. training. And this guy's 50 years old. No, 55.
I was just going to ask what the age span is of everybody. Share that.
I'm 64. Mike is 55. And Jorge is, how about? 57. Jorge is 57. and Steven is our baby. He's 42.
Wow, you guys are incredible.
So, I mean, none of us are young.
And how did you, Bill, did you guys feel like you trained well while out on the road, right?
Yeah, we.
How did you train for this?
yeah, we train, and I think all of us get home quite a bit. It's not like we're out weeks at a time. Like the old days, to get home quite a bit to train, just stop at truck stops and train, shopping centers, wherever we can. I'm really not that involved in how Mike does his training, but I think he's home quite a bit, and he does a lot, you know, out on the road too.
Yeah. Well, that is awesome. So, Bill, I mean, and I know everybody's just completely blown away by what you guys are doing. I mean, what is this to say to others out there? What you guys are doing, you're such an example. What do you want to say to them?
Nope, it's not over yet, Kim.
Oh, no. I'm thinking
we've still got 100 miles to go. Don't start tooting our horn too much yet.
Okay, you got to call and tell me when I can toot, okay?
Okay. I don't know really what we're trying to prove or disprove. It's not like we're trying to, you know, move the world or anything or do anything outrageous. It's just what we like to do.
Yeah.
It is kind of odd for four middle age to senior age truck drivers to have this ability. Now, like Mike, I didn't know this about Mike. He has always kept himself in good shape. He was on a collegiate national championship rowing team.
Wow.
And one of his brothers was in the Olympics. So he's not been a runner for a long time, but he's been an athlete all his life.
Okay.
And Steve and I, we basically spent about 20 or something years trying, like I told you, killing ourselves. Drinking, smoking, chasing women, having a good time, you know. And Jorge, I really don't know much about his past history, how he got into running. But I know he's been doing it for several years. So he started running in 85.
Oh, he started running in 85?
What's that?
You said he started. I can't hear you, dear.
Jorge has ran over 50 marathons.
Oh, my gosh. So, well, he just ran one with his wife, didn't he?
He just finished one with his wife, Nancy, and Nancy's my girlfriend.
We won't tell everybody that, right?
Just no, but Nancy's a sweetheart. And I think she's gonna. You know what? I think it's not gonna be long till she beats him.
She
did by 1 second. But she's a pretty good athlete. She's a pretty good athlete. So
that's great.
Yeah,
but what I love about this too, you know, it's like Jorge's lesson too. I mean, like, you love this running, and you know, like that Truck and Runners group, the camaraderie out there, that is so great. It's like, just get started with this and bring somebody else along with you on this journey, you know?
Truck and Runners and another club that I am associated with. Well, Truck and Runners is not really a club per se. It's a group.
Group.
You know,
there's
no fees. You know, anybody can join, you know, and you can be a member as long as you act halfway decent. You don't have to go out and run 300 miles. You can run 1 mile and be a member. But what I'm getting to, the Truck and Runners and this other a bona fide running club that I'm a member of, two or three times have resurrected my running over the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, I'm not going to kid anybody. I hurt.
Hurt.
But when you get much past 40 years old, something's going to hurt whether you do anything or not.
Right.
And most of the time it's going to hurt less if you'll get off the couch and do something.
It's true.
I have issues. I have knee issues, issues. I have issues, but I don't let them stop me. Not completely, but there's been a couple, three times that I was ready to let them stop me. But, you know, and I'd see runners, you know, trying, people wanting to run, trying, and working on their health. And runners that, you know, was doing better, and it just kept inspiring me. And so after a few months, I said, okay, I got to be involved in this. I can't be involved in it, not running. So, yeah, the Truck and Runners can be a great motivator, the people on it.
Yeah, we talk about getting around like-minded people, too. I just lost my train of thought you were saying that. Oh, the one thing I was going to say, kind of like the, have you ever been on a relay before, Bill?
Yes, I have, but nothing this extreme. I've been on a small relay with a friend of mine. John Spencer goes up to a relay in Southern Illinois every year. It's called River to River Relay. He has a team. I've been on his team 2 or 3 times. But we have like 8, and it's only like 98 miles, and we have 8 people. So we only run like 3 or 4 miles apiece, 3 or 4 times, and it's just a one day thing. And then I've been on his Ragnar relays, Chattanooga to Nashville, 200 mile relay, but it's 10 people, 5 people in each van. So, and now, it's hard because 3 cups, you know, it's real hard. But on that type of relay, you're running 100% effort.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
What we're doing out here on this, we're not running 100% effort every lap because we wouldn't survive.
Yeah.
You gotta throttle it back to about 85% or 90% effort. To to be able to go the distance, like running the ultra by yourself. You don't run it like you do a 5K. You know, you run a 5K 100%. An ultra, when you know you got 50 miles to go, you got to throttle it back. And that's what we're doing out here. But I'm having a hard time holding these guys back. They don't want me to.
They're not listening to you. They just want to go all out, huh?
Steven, he's a thoroughbred. I mean, he's a, but he is holding himself back some. But he don't like it. But he knows he's got to be at the end.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, share with everybody, what did Steven run? He just ran the Boston Marathon on Monday. What was his time out there? You know,
313. Yes, 3 hours and 13 minutes and some odd seconds. I don't remember the second part.
That's crazy.
That is very good. Very, very good. Here's the thing, Kim. A lot of marathoners, after they do a hard marathon, they want to take off a week or two.
Yeah.
To recover. Here, 3 days after the Boston Marathon, he's ready to run. And I would like to say that he's got to be tired from it, but I can't see it. He's not showing it. But look here, Kim.
What's that?
We have to move now. Exchange, had a runner exchange, and Stephen's out on the course now. And then I will be after him, so we got to go down about 5 miles or so, 4 or 5 miles.
Yeah.
For the next exchange, and I got to get ready. You want to talk a little bit about it?
Well, we'd love to, but Bill, hey, have a safe rest of the, your runs here leading up. Love to hear from one of the other guys too, but just know, we're thinking of you through the night here, and so grateful for you bringing us along on this with you.
Yeah.
So be safe, okay?
Okay.
Looking forward, you have to finish line.
Thanks for helping us get the interest out there and let people know.
Oh, absolutely, dear. Take care. Bye, Bill.
Bye. You know what? I really don't like.
Hello there. I wasn't sure if somebody else was going to get on with us real quick. Think we a lot dropped them here. So, you guys, isn't that incredible? So, just keep them in your thoughts and prayers over the night for a safe, safe rest of the race. I know the tail part of it, of a race is tough because, like I said, these guys aren't getting much rest in between out there, and they are representing all drivers. They're doing it with that heart. And so cheer them on from where you are and watch for an update, okay? So, hey, we're going to head to Texas here. Richard, how are you?
Yeah. Are you there now?
I am there. Hello. Sorry. How are you?
Yeah, I just, I was just going to talk about that Stephen Smith guy. I mean, I don't know how he does it. I mean, I just heard this guy say he saw him every weekend on his truck driving job, For me, I'm out 3-4 weeks at a time. But honestly, he just did that marathon last weekend, and if I was him, I'd be tired right now too,
Yeah, hey, if anybody should go look at the YouTube of Day After the Marathon and see how people are walking after a marathon, then he hops a plane and goes to do a 314-mile relay. It's incredible.
Well, I used to be a runner before I got in a truck, and I did a lot of long-distance running. I never got to do a marathon, but I did half marathons, and, it took me a week to get over a half marathon.
Yeah.
But I was just about ready to, brag about old Stephen Smith, because you're right, that 3-hour and 13-minute time at Boston for his age, that's just one heck of a time.
It's incredible. And I just love it. And you know what I love about, the running and walking community and just, people in general, that, a lot of people worry that if they're going to go, like even at truck stops, if they're going to start walking or running, they'll worry about what other people think or go to a gym. And what I found is that if people appreciate people trying to take care of themselves and getting healthy and you don't know who you're inspiring, you know, just by walking or running around a truck stop. Somebody's taking notes, you know, and you're going to affect others. So, yeah. So, well, thanks so much for coming on the show, Richard. Appreciate it. What would you like to chat about?
Just one more thing I'd like to say. You know, my motivation started going downhill last year, and I was just about ready to get out of it. But then this Truckers Runners group came along. And I got to tell you, that's what's keeping me involved now. They came along. We all have Truckers Runners shirts. You know, we all post our times on the Truckers Runners site so we can motivate each other to keep it up. And I think it's a wonderful thing, you know.
It is, Richard. And I'll tell you, that got me that site. Becky Morgan from she's always out here listening and part of our Let's Truck group and everything. And she's the one that had invited me to that site. And I was coming back from an injury. And it was the virtual 5K they did in October that just knowing there were other people were going to be out there doing it was my turning point, too, and got me out there. And then just to see what everybody's doing, and same with, like, the relay they're doing out there. You just band together with people that lift each other up. There's no judgment. There's just encouragement. And, I encourage everybody to go out there. So I was glad to hear that was
I never heard about you until I saw your name on Trucker Runners. I'm like, well, who is she? You know, I know nothing about you, but do you walk or what do you do?
You know what? I'm a runner. I had late in life started running, battled my weight all my life, and I'm 51. So I started running in 2008. I got involved with Team and Training. We raised money for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And so I had started with and I'm very slow, very, very slow. I started with a half marathon. And I think I shared before, like, I had signed up for the half marathon, which just seemed above anything I could ever conceive doing. But then you get around people doing it, you know, and you suddenly find, hey, I can do more. And they talked me into bumping it up a little bit. So I did my first marathon in January of 2009. I did it down in Disney. And
You did a marathon? Really?
I've done three. I did Disney and I did Cleveland. I'm here in Northeast Ohio. And
really?
And then I did San Diego. Is that right? What part?
Yeah, well, congratulations on your marathon. I was wondering if I could throw a little advertisement out there, sort of. Because you said you do races for leukemia?
Yes.
If you do races for leukemia, there's a race in Wheeling, West Virginia every August called the Debbie Green Race. And
Debbie
Green? Race director, it's the Debbie Green's 5K, Run for a Reason. It's a run and walk, and all proceeds go to a local leukemia child there in that city.
Okay.
And it's
a wonderful
race. It's August 6th. Every year, and the race starts at 6 o'clock in the evening. It's a little warm that time of year, but it's a fun race. They get like 1,200 people there for that race. They have a kids' fun run, they have the overall run, and the 5K run and walk, and they give all kinds of awards out, and they have a little bit of a food after the race, and it's a really great time. It really is.
So you can put that on
your schedule.
We'll have to try to get down there. I'll actually be coming up. Yeah, we're relocating here down to Florida here in June. But I will love, you know, and I'll tell you, that if anybody is nervous about doing a race or if they need some motivation, sign up for something that, like, that's what Team and Training did for me. I raised money then for something, and it takes away from me. You know what I mean? Like, you're doing it for something bigger than yourself, and you just find a different purpose for that running or for the walking or the biking. We cycle. I cycle as well. And you just find this other community out there, and it comes back at you tenfold.
Well, it's just like the guy said from doing the Bulk A 500 relay down there. You know, really, when I first joined the Truckers Runners group, I told everybody, hey, if you can even just do a mile, I said, it doesn't matter how fast or how slow you do it, as long as you're doing it. I said, my hat's really off to you, you know.
Right. I agree.
Especially with
the
job we do for a living, driving these tractor trailers for a living. You're putting in 11, 12, 13 hours a day. I mean, it's kind of rough sometimes, you know.
Now, how long have you been driving, Richard?
24 years.
Wow.
And I've walked in 22 states across the country. That's the most I've gotten so far. I've got 22 states in so far, you know.
Oh, nice. So is that something
yeah.
that you do to help get you moving out there? I mean, tell us how you get your exercise in when you're out on the road.
Well, I have places picked across the country, so I try to plan ahead on my trips. And, like, usually when I come down here to Dallas, I have at least one day off. So I'll go to a local truck stop. I found a course down here. Like yesterday, I did 6 miles. And now I'll be going up to Vegas. I'll be in Vegas Monday, so I'll have a day off there. Actually, I'll walk down by the racetracks up in Vegas, believe it or not. I have about a 6 to 8 mile course down there I'll walk. And then after that, I'll be going to Sumner, Washington. And I'll walk about anywhere from 5, 6, 7 miles right there in Sumner where I get unloaded at. And then after that, I'll be coming back east. I might not get a walk for 4 or 5 days. That's the one downfall of this job. I might get a walk maybe 3 days and 5 days, and then I might go 4 or 5 and not be able to do anything, you know.
Now, do you track? Do you use something to track your distances, Richard?
Well, that MapMy Walk app on your cell phone. I use the MapMy Walk. And, and you know, and I try to compete with people from my hometown, but it's hard for a part-time runner or walker to compete against guys and girls at home that work out every day, but I try to compete with them if I can, you know.
Yeah. Now, you said you're from Ohio? Are you from Ohio?
Athens, Ohio, down there by Ohio University.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and actually, I walked down here last week for the first time on a trail. I usually walk out on country roads in that area, but I had my truck parked at Walmart down there, and I wasn't leaving for a couple hours, so I hit the trail. That trail goes for, God, I don't know, 20, 30 miles, and I did a 6 mile course here down past the university back to Walmart, and it's mostly level, that course. It's a nice course to run or walk on there, or bike on.
Well, good. Yeah, there's some good trails around here in Ohio. I'm gonna miss them a little bit, so we'll have to find
out.
The
other thing about exercising when you're trucking, I mean, you can get really tired out here on the road, and you really need to be alert, you know. And I find exercising, once you get a little bit of shape, you're more alert throughout the day driving your rig than you are if you don't do anything, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think exercise helps out with your job, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It does. You know, you have to keep your blood flowing and just keeps you mentally alert and your body just burning, you know, burning that calories better and keeping you awake. So good for you. Good for you. Well,
I was in Arkansas about 2 months ago, and I had my trucker's runner shirt on. I was running on like an access road along the interstate highway. I had about 3 different truck drivers blow their horns at me that day when I was running. So I was wondering, are those guys or girls trucker's runners, or are they just beeping at me because they see the trucker's runner shirt on, you know?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, and I just felt, yeah, it's funny you say that. I had my long sleeve one on yesterday. It was a cold day up here in Ohio, and so I had that big bright green one. I love it. So,
are you in Ohio now? You mentioned Florida. Are you in Florida or are you in Ohio?
I'm in Ohio right now. Mm-hmm. We're in Ohio for a couple more months. So, and again, it's like you're just on the road, too. I'll search out.
Yeah, look for the runner's shirts.
Yeah, exactly. So there's supposed to be a race where up here?
Supposed to be a race coming up, I'm not sure the date, in the Columbus, Ohio area where the race starts and finishes in the horseshoe of Ohio State Football Stadium. I'm not sure which race that is.
It might be the Capitol. There's the Capitol. I know it's at least the half marathon, so that's usually right around because Cincinnati's race is usually the first weekend in May, I believe, the Flying Pig. And then the Capitol one is right around there as well. So, yeah, there's some good ones here in Ohio. You'll have
to
check them out. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'd be neat to start finishing a horseshoe, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyhow, are you guys a radio show or what are you?
Okay, so what this is, Richard, that you're on board with is we're recording a podcast, so when you call and you listen to it live, or then it'll be out there later for anybody to listen at any time. So it's all part of we're part of the Let's Truck team with Kevin Rutherford, and he has a show on during the day, and then he's on Sirius on the weekends too from 4 to 7, and he's very dedicated him and Lisa are so dedicated to health, so because they just know how important it is. You know, you can be as successful as you can in driving or in anything else, but if you're not healthy, then, you know, you're not living the quality life that you can and the length of life that you can, hopefully, you know, to be proactive about it. So that's why we're doing a more on health. So I'm not an expert on it, life law.
Where do we find the podcast at? The podcast, where do we find that at?
It's on letstruck.com. There's Audio Road Network, and then I'll post it afterwards. There's archives. Like, Bill was on last week, so you could hear Bill sharing last week about his journey and, you know, how he got started in his life. And then we wanted to, you know, just let people know about the relay they were doing this week. So, yeah.
Oh, great. I'll look into that then. I didn't know how much was going on. I just saw your name on Facebook today, so I call in and check it out and see what was going on, you know.
Well, I'm so glad you did. And, you know, we just want to hear what you guys want to hear about, too, you know, and share, because just like that Truck and Runners group, we learn from each other and, you know, get motivated by each other. And so that's just what we're about, another community to help each other. And I was going to add something else, and I just lost my train of thought. Oh, join us next week. Next week, Richard, I'm going to share it at the end of the show, but having to deal with stress on the road. We have somebody coming on that's going to teach, like, some meditation skills and that while you guys are on the road. And so be sure and join us.
Well, now that's a big subject, the stress factor, because that the exercise helps me out with that also, you know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's just one more benefit of it. So,
I'll be looking forward to that.
I'll be watching for you. I'll go check you out on the Truck and Runner side. I'm just getting back again. I keep starting too fast and getting hurt again with my running. So, got to take it slow and keep updated out there with you guys.
Well, some injuries you can run through them, and other ones all you can do is stay off of it for a few days.
Yeah.
But, man, keep on with it, Kev, and hang in there, and I'll be looking for you. I hope you look for me, too, out on the road, and I got to get going, but it was a real pleasure talking to you today.
You too, Richard. Thank you so much. Be safe out there.
Bye-bye, Kev.
Bye now. Bye. Bye. We're going to take one more. We're going to go out to Oregon and talk to John. John, how are you?
Hey, Kim. How you doing today?
Good. I haven't gotten to talk with you for a while. How are you?
I am doing good. Well, I've been on the West Coast, so I've been trying to figure out the whole three-hour difference thing. And, you know, I try to live on East Coast time because that's where I'm from, and it's been really difficult over the last couple of weeks because I've been kind of forced to move over to the West Coast time. And now, of course, I'm leaving the West Coast because I'm going to the CMC. But, oh, well, that's the way it is.
Yeah. So how long have you been out there?
I've been out here on the West Coast now for, this is either week five, week four. I don't even count anymore. Because it starts to get lonely when you start counting that long. But I go out for months at a time. I go out three, four, 5 months sometimes.
Okay.
But my question for you is, pretty much all sugars out of my diet, almost all sugars. But I still have, like, this, you know, craving for sweet. And I refuse to take any of the artificial sweeteners. I think that, you know, sugar's got to be far better for you than any of saccharin or anything else. And I've been using honey lately. As a sweetener, and not a whole lot of it. I put, like, maybe a teaspoon of it in my yogurt or in my cereal. I'm wondering, do you know anything about honey and how that kind of stacks up against cane sugar?
You know what? It's a really good question, John. And I am not 100%. This is one thing I would know. I was thinking when you're saying this, and again, I would still watch how much of it you're using. You said a teaspoon. So that's not terrible. You know, that's more on the natural, you know, when you look at something natural sweetener, honey is. But from what I have read, and I'll go back and read some more and bring it back next week, that, you know, it's still, if you list all the different sugars and stuff that, you know, you want to stay away from, they still, that's still in there as far as what it does internally in your body, your body's reaction to honey. But I don't know enough to say whether it's, you know, a terrible thing or not. And I get what you're saying, too. And, you know, you keep, I believe so much in moderation. You know, if you need that sweet craving and if you can get something as close to natural as you can, you know, it's a lot better route than I even think the white sugar, you know, and definitely the artificial. I use stevia, which is from a plant. But
right.
I'll if you don't mind, I would love to read on this some more and, you know, maybe talk to you some more about that next week. That would be great. And that's the way we learn, you guys, is to bring this stuff out. And so, yeah, I'd love to read on that and see. You know, and it's a tough one. Why I said that, too, is because, you know, they came out a while ago and said agave. Agave is a good alternative, even better than honey. And then now we hear it's, you know, it's again, it's one of those things that they come back and say it's terrible. So
Yeah. I never got on to the agave thing.
I did. I never did for a while because they said to do that, you know, and it's just that's where the confusion comes in. And we all end up throwing our arms up in there and say, you know, forget it. But you don't want to do that. So just, you know, I think it's a thing just, you know, like Kevin researches a lot. And when you bring stuff to the front like this, it gives us all a chance to go and read and learn and
right,
see
right.
where it fits. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, John.
I kind of think
that.
The same thing that you did when as far as the sugar versus honey. I thought, okay, what type of sweetener is out there that is the least processed? And I started laughing. I said, there's only one sweetener that's not processed at all, and that's honey.
Yeah.
Because when you think about it,
and
we're just stealing it from a bunch of bees, and that's it.
Yeah. So, and again, I think it's just, again, your body's reaction to how it metabolizes it. But in that, again, maybe, and it's hard to say which extreme, too, you know, which, so, yeah, I'll have to look into that.
Well, I try to only drink a quart of it at a time.
Oh, quit.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
No, I limit myself to one teaspoon. That's what I limit myself to, one teaspoon.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Okay, well, we'll find out, so. Well, good, John. I'm going to put you back on hold here, and we're going to wrap it up
to share
where we'll be talking from next week. Be safe, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, John. Bye. Okay, you guys, so thanks so much for joining us and sharing what you guys do on the road. I think that we're going to talk even more about that, and I'm going to bring Bob Perry back on with that because he's just got some great that's what they're about, you know, with getting the exercise on the road. So I want to get Bob Perry on. So the next week we are going to be broadcasting from the CMC in Kansas City, Missouri. It's not going to be, we're not going to be actually in the midst of it. I'm just going to be heading out there on Friday. Our CMC starts on Monday. But all the fun happenings, you know, that everybody getting together and starting to show up in their trucks will be happening Friday. So we'll be broadcasting from there. And I'm really excited to be welcoming Eden Kozlowski, who's a passionate practitioner of all things meditation and mindfulness. Her company started back in 2006, and she was in training for years. She's an ongoing contributor to the Huffington Post and a co-editor of meditation page for allthingshealing.com. She is going to come on board. I'll tell you, go look at her website, too. It's just bemeditation.com. She has some online meditations that you can do, too. And I did it, started one day with one. And it truly is an art and a skill to practice. And I encourage you to take the time to be able to come and listen to the show. And then let's find a place for this in your life to try it. And, you know, we're going to talk about stress and just that's one of the quiet things that happens in your body with stress, just the negative effects. And there's things we can do to do that on a road and at home to take maybe 5-10 minutes, sometimes up to 20 minutes, and do a little meditation. But we are going to learn about that next week because we do deal with the whole person, you guys, not just what we eat and drink, how we sleep, but the whole person. And look forward to that. So join us. I hope you have a great week. Go to the Truck and Runners Facebook page, like it. Go to Destination Health page, like it. On the Truck and Runners page, Bill and them are doing updates on their race. They have a little over 100 miles left. So go out there, like their page, so you can see how they are doing. Keep them in your thoughts and prayers for a safe finish out there. So thank you for taking your time to join us today. And I hope you know how much you matter to us. That's why we're here, and I want to thank you for being here. So until next week, keep learning, keep moving, be committed to you, and be a leader out there on the roads and at home in this health journey. We're grateful for you. Be healthy, be fit, do this hard work, and master the journey to health. Until next week, I look forward to talking to you soon. Bye for now.